Sharon Mazzini, course on health in developing countries.
Hello, everybody. So I'm Sharon Mazzini. I'm teaching a class called Public Health in Developing Countries. So it's about health, broadly speaking, in the developing world. And I'll try and be very brief. I know a bunch of you probably need to run to class. So it's an interdisciplinary course. I draw broadly from a bunch of different social science disciplines, and I think about health very broadly, not just in terms of public health and healthcare systems. Sometimes think about education policy as also health policy. The overview of topics briefly. So we start looking at worldwide trends in health and wealth over time and across countries. Particularly, we focus on the last 100 years where there's been sort of this radical transformation in health and in particular the secular decline in mortality. So in the luckiest countries like the U.S., life expectancy has roughly doubled in the last 100 years. Unprecedented. And so we look at the causes of that secular decline in mortality, and then we think about how that applies to the developing countries and how health has been changing over time in developing countries, the role of HIV and life expectancy trends, et cetera. So that's sort of the broad overview. And then we dive into a series of domestic policies in developing countries. I'll have you each focus on developing country or two and look at healthcare systems and proposals for improvement of healthcare systems, insurance, health insurance, and also HIV policy in different countries. And we'll do a lot of comparing and contrasting of what's gone on with HIV trends and policies in different countries in the developing world. And then we touch on a series of global issues that involve international interactions across countries. So we look at regulation of pharmaceuticals and access to medicines in poor countries. We look at health worker migration from primarily from poor to rich countries. And also look at gender bias and survival. It's a pretty typical, I think, in terms of the design for an elective. There's a final project where you get to choose topic and country and then do a presentation at the end so we get a sense of kind of what you all or whoever's in the course is most interested in. So I'm getting a red stop sign, but I hope to see a bunch of you in next semester. Thanks.